My father was born one of five children in Lodz in Poland in 1920 into a very poor Jewish family. He had no formal schooling, and about the age of 11, he started to work as a tailor. And when the Nazis invaded Poland in 1939, Lodz actually was one of the first ghettos. So right from early on in the occupation, he was forced to wear, as all Jews were, the yellow star, confined to the ghetto, and had to do forced labour. In the early months of the occupation, they weren't actually murdering any Jews. What they were doing was rounding up and hanging the active communists. And because my father had a kind of a communist association, he realised that things were going to get very dangerous for him. So in early 1940, he and his older brother actually escaped from the ghetto and went towards Bialystok, which was the border crossing into the Russian-occupied part of Poland. That would be the last time he'd see his family. They did get through to the Russian zone, and he kind of naively thought that things would be better and they'd find work. But of course it wasn't. And what the Russians actually did was basically round up all the Jews and send them to Siberia in a prison camp to work in the salt mines there. The conditions were so severe, sub-zero temperatures, that his brother was one of many people who died around him. In June 41, the Nazis invaded Russia, and the Russians released all of the Poles into what was the Free Polish Army under British command. And he went and fought the rest of the war in the Middle East campaign, and eventually to Italy, and he was decorated in that and a number of campaigns. And at the end of the war, he went back to Poland to see what had happened to his family. And there were no survivors from his family. His family had been murdered as part of the Lodz ghetto extermination. See, there was no way he was going to stay in Poland. All those in the Free Polish Army were offered naturalisation into Britain or about 1947. I believe he eventually came down to London, to the East End, and he started work as a tailor, and he actually worked all his life in those sweatshops. In 1948, one of the people he worked with was my mother's aunt, and she introduced him to my mother, and they were married in 1950, and they moved to where I was born, which was in Stepney. It was just two rooms. There was no bathroom or toilet. I was born in 56. 1962, we moved to Ilford. My uncle had bought a small house for my grandmother, and we went to live in that house. And compared with what we had been, it was kind of luxury. In the sort of late 60s, early 70s, Redbridge and Waltham Forest, there was a very large Jewish community, one of the largest, I believe, in Western Europe. But most of that's gone now. At home, my parents used to speak Yiddish, but it was increasingly English that was spoken. So we had a perfectly happy childhood. You know, I passed 11 plus and went to a grammar school. I went to LSE University and became a mathematician, and I'm now a professor. Something that gave them unbelievable pride. I must have been about five or six when I really first learned about what happened to him during the war. So he used to have terrible nightmares, so often, more or less every night actually, you would hear him screaming at night. Growing up in the Hebrew school, there were very few who'd had a parent who was a Holocaust survivor. I had a strong thirst to find out everything about what happened during the wars. I've never incidentally had the desire to go back to Poland and see the ghetto where his family perished. I don't need to go there to feel and understand what it was about.